And welcome back to the greatest show on earth. I'm Angel.
I'm Junior. And today we're going to be going over Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Okay. It's just a lot, man. We'll be having a non-spoiler and spoiler review. We'll be going over the grades, the awards, and letting you know if you should go watch this in theaters or wait for the streaming services. So make sure you guys stay to the very end.
Or not watch it at all.
Yeah, that is an option. So make sure you guys stay to the very end, at least to the non-spoiler part, to check that part out. But yeah, let's...
As always, we're going to start off with letter grades.
Well, I mean, I didn't know if you wanted to talk about the elephant in the room.
What, Daniel not
being
here? Yeah,
he got fired. Yes, imagine.
Speaking of elephants, I gotta look up his stuff real quick. I haven't looked up
His stuff,
like cinema score.
Fuck, you're right, go ahead, you can do that. I wish I had another phone. I mean, I'm not saying I'm that rich, but honestly, I think for the next month or so we're probably just gonna have two people on the podcast at all times, unless Eric comes through on a random day.
I'm going to Mexico next week, so I'll be
gone. You don't got to tell people your business.
3 weeks,
unless you want to.
Just saying, you know, I'll be gone. So,
yeah. But anyways, we like always letter grade. We're gonna talk about the grades, critics. You got the critics first?
I do have the critics. Do you want to do the critics first?
Yeah, let's do the critics.
All right,
we'll switch it up.
Cinema score: give this movie a solid B. Rotten Tomatoes: the tomato meter is at 81%.
Yeah, solid.
And the audience score is at 79%. So that's all floating around
the B range. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to give it a B+.
Yeah. I am also in agreement with you. B+. And I talked to Daniel. He also gives it a B+.
Hey, Daniel, shout out. It was a good movie. I wasn't too familiar. I mean, I watched the James Franco one. I think I watched The Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. I think I missed out on The War.
I rewatched those three movies before I watched this one. Yeah. But I told Daniel in the theater, I was like, it's on the cusp. It's just missing a little bit for it to be A range, A material.
You know, I think what it is too, is that they're starting a whole new franchise pretty much, you know, like generations later.
The directors said that the movie set like 200 to 300 years in the future.
Yeah, so I mean, obviously,
so well after Caesar and Will, Will's Koba and everyone.
I mean, so I did watch, because you know, I watched the recaps though. I watched the recap on YouTube, so I knew the story going in,
yeah,
and all that. So I was in the dark, you know, like one of those YouTube videos, what to do before you watch Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. I'm not totally lost, but I think that's also what made it hard, because you know, you're going into a new story, you gotta reconnect with the and that's a big advantage of like a franchise, you know. I think that's why a lot of people do franchises, because once you watch one and the next one comes out, you're like, I already watched it, I gotta keep watching it. So when it's a whole new story, even within the franchise, you gotta reintroduce people to the world, I guess.
But B+, which isn't a bad grade.
It's not a bad grade.
I think the movie was entertaining.
Yeah,
I think it sets up the next sequels pretty well. It
cracked my top 10, I think. I don't know.
For the year? I have to look at mine too.
Yeah, it's been a minute since it was a week ago. It's award season, baby. You know, we gotta hand out the awards for this season for the Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Who's your MVP for this movie?
Oh man, it's hard, but I think I'm gonna give it to May.
May? Oh man, you're giving it to the only human in the movie?
I'm gonna give it to May.
The only human in the movie.
And I'll explain the reasoning later, but I'm gonna give it to May. I don't wanna spoil too much.
I'm gonna give it to Noah.
Noah's a solid choice.
It's a solid choice.
A solid choice.
The CGI mocap actors all get the butt end of the stick. I do think like Andy Serkis should have won like an award for his performance.
Those, yeah,
you know, for Caesar.
I think a lot of people don't realize that he was Caesar.
Yeah, man.
And he did the mocap and everything.
He did the mocap. Well, he does the mocap for a lot of things.
Yeah,
he's one of those type of actors, but I think they don't get enough credit for the amount of emotion that they have to like still convey as an object, well, as whatever thing they're portraying or whatever. I respect it. Also, it's hard to carry a movie when you're just an ape, you know, because we don't get introduced. Well, okay, we'll save it for the spoilers, but we do have that anti-MVP, the worst character in the Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
Who's yours?
Ooh, bro, I haven't even thought about it this hard. I think I'm gonna give it to Silva.
Yeah, the gorilla.
Commander. Yeah, the commander. Yeah, I didn't like the type of villain that he played. He essentially was
just a henchman.
Yeah, but like they didn't portray him like that at first, and then he just kind of fell off the way, you know? Who's your anti-MVP, the worst character?
For me, it's, you know, I think it's going to be a sweep for the awards, another human.
What other human?
The guy who was kept prisoner by Proxima Caesar.
Oh!
Frank.
Frank Gallagher. I forgot he was in the movie and I just watched it.
Yeah.
Why him?
I just thought there was going to be something more nefarious to him.
Oh, like, yeah.
I thought, like, Proxima Caesar was a puppet.
And he was controlling everything.
And he was the one controlling everything, pulling the strings.
I see what you mean there. I mean, I did see him before I watched the movie. I saw that he was in the movie. But he was going to be playing one of the apes or, like, the villain or something like that. So when I saw him, I was like...
Like, oh. Actually in the movie?
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought there was going to be more to him.
Yeah, like, I see what you mean there, though.
Like, how is it that there's one human living amongst an entire colony of apes?
Well, so are these humans, like, is he keeping the humans just because they're smarter? Like, the smarter ones are smarter than them, or...
No, I think Frank's character explains that he's just like, oh, I'm just here to teach Proximus.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And, like, make him laugh.
Mm, like a...
And tell him jokes. Like, remember that? Yeah, like as a pet.
Makes sense, makes sense. And then, do you have any horny on the timeline awards? Playa. I saw something online. I think I'm gonna give it to the audience. These motherfuckers wanted Noah and May to they thought they were gonna fuck, and I'm like, what, bro?
I saw that.
I'm giving it to the audience. To Twitter.
People were talking. Yeah, no, Var. It stands. I saw that on Twitter too. People were like, did you feel the sexual tension between May and Noah? And I was like, what sexual tension?
I'm like, what? Like,
brother, you need to get laid.
I know, bro. I'm like, what is going on right now? Like, people do have some weird ass fantasies, but I'm like, I can't believe I saw that.
Not the passive,
I thought it was going to be like, you know, like, keep it to like Tumblr, keep it to like, you know, whatever.
Reddit,
yeah.
Twitter, whatever. You know, unnecessary horniness.
Yeah, it was, yeah, I'm going to give it to the audience, man. You guys are way too horny for me.
Theater experience.
I went by myself at the AMC, so it was a good experience. It's just a long movie. We're just talking about it. It's a 2.5 hour movie. So
me and Daniel went to go watch it here in town. I think we're gonna sign up for the Reward Awards.
Damn. So that Daniel ya no tiene AMC?
No, he canceled it like a month ago.
Yeah, I know. I saw.
He's like, I saw. Painters. Yeah. So we saw it here in town. Our theater was pretty empty, which, you know, we'll talk about the box office numbers here in a bit. But we had one kid right next to us.
I thought you were gonna say right between you and like, how does that work?
Right next to us.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, the theater. What are the odds that you picked a seat right next to us? And I think this kid was just bored and he wasn't enjoying the movie because he kept telling his mom like, mom, over and over and over.
Yeah.
Dude, they walked out of the theater like 7 times.
Damn, that boy had to go pee or something.
Like just walking back. I was like, dude, oh my God. Like,
that's why I go to AMC, bro, because there's no kids.
And I mean, he wasn't screaming or yelling or anything, but he was just very finicky and like, I don't know. He was not still. But besides that, the theater experience was good. We went like Sunday during the day. So when we walked out, we were like...
What's going on?
Yeah, like, what do we do now? But it was a good movie. It was a good theater experience.
What are the box office or budget? Do you have the budget for the Kingdom of the Planet?
I do have the budget.
I want to guess.
Which I'm surprised because, like I just told you, my theater was kind of empty, so.
Well, the budget? You're surprised in the budget? Or you,
with all of it. Yeah. Just with all of it. Because I saw my theater was empty, so I was like, ooh.
I'm going to say budget, $100
million.
$100 million. I'm going low. I want to go higher, but I mean, I'm not competing with Daniel. So like, what does Miguel text Daniel? What do you think?
The budget was 156 million.
Fuck, bro. I was going to say 150 million, but I was like, oh, like, no, it's not that. No, like, I was going to say 150 because it's that kind of movie. But movies lately have been this kind of quality, but like for less, you know? So in my head, I'm like, oh, they're finding ways to cut on stuff.
The budget.
But that makes sense. No, okay. 156 million.
It is a lot of mocap. And CGI. That makes sense for a movie like of this scale.
Well, we're doing this review a little late. Do you have the first weekend box office or do you have the total for right now?
I have the total for right now. I have the total like opening, but domestic only.
Okay, that's fine. What's the...
So domestically, it opened at 58 million, which is pretty solid.
That was
solid.
Good. Yeah, that's like, solid.
Opening weekend, 58 million. Right now, as of this recording, domestically, it's at 82 million.
Mm-hmm.
Internationally... I'm a little surprised with the international numbers. It's at 72 million. So almost the exact same amount as domestic.
So it's one at 160?
So it's at a total of 155.
Damn, I'm bad at math.
So it's about to break even.
I mean, break even, they still have to like the
marketing
and all that.
Yeah, all that. That's not bad for 2 weeks.
Oh, it's not. No. I mean, it's not. Yeah, you're totally right. I think it will make its money back. I do think this is that type of movie that like plays well internationally, you know?
Which I know. I'm surprised. I was like, how is this movie that good internationally? Like,
it's like one of those Fast and Furious movies or like...
You think so?
Yeah, I think it just attracts an audience like China,
Asia. I think Asia's a big market.
Yeah, Asia's big movie market, and like Europe and all that. It's just the vibe, you know? When I see this movie, I get that vibe of like you can play it internationally and people are going to want to come out and see it.
I mean, I think it will definitely make its money back.
Yeah, no, that's good. We'll talk about that in the spoilers. God damn it, guys. You guys really have to stay till the very end because we got a lot of stuff to talk about. But a
lot of digestion to do.
Should they watch this movie?
100%. I think this movie should be watched in theaters.
Yeah, man. I was talking to one of my coworkers, and you know what I really love is when you're talking to those people that are not big moviegoers, you know?
Yeah.
But he was telling me, he was like, dude, did you go watch that new Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes? That franchise is like my favorite franchise. And when I hear that, I'm like, what? Like, for me, I'm like, that's a weird franchise to be like your favorite. But whenever people don't watch movies, but they like have a favorite, I'm like, you know what, man? I respect it. It's like, you know, like, I don't know, like, it's a weird franchise or something that, like, you probably wouldn't think of, like, as a movie, you know, like, somebody's favorite, but I'm like, nice, that's cool. So, yeah, I do think people should go watch it. I think it's a good restart to the franchise, and hopefully they can...
Even the directors, just to piggyback off of that, the directors have, like, clearly stated that this is not a restart, it's a continuation.
Oh, it is a continuation, but it's a restart. Like,
I think
the end of the day, they're restarting the franchise.
I like the way they do it, though, where they restart the franchise, but it's a continuation.
Yeah.
So the story continues. You know, you can rewatch the previous three, you know, be well informed going into this movie, where it's not like, you know, just hinting at the past or something. It's just a straight continuation, which is a good one. I think they did it the right way.
I mean, that brings us to the sponsor of today's video, right?
Yeah.
That's Pop.
That's me.
And that's me.
And Daniel, who's not here.
Yeah, you guys need to support my boy Daniel, too. Sorry, I thought moving this wouldn't make that much noise, but...
Like, comment, subscribe. Make sure to follow us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify if watching our videos isn't your thing. I know some people prefer to listen to us over audio.
Yeah, man, you can listen to us in the car, on your way to work, obviously in your car as well, at the gym, when you're cleaning Saturday mornings. And make sure you guys leave us a 5-star review. That really helps us out, too, on those platforms. I really want to bring back the movie theater experience. We really love building in a community and having people talk to when these movies comes out, because even if we don't record 1 week, I'm still going to watch a movie. That's a staple in my life at this point, you know. This is an ad for AMC, but like, if I'm paying $20 a month, I'm gonna go to the movies.
Yeah,
like, que me cuesta, you know, like, it's not gonna hurt. Like Furiosa, I've never watched the Mad Max series, and that's coming out next, you know. I'm gonna enjoy
the one with Tom Fury, and it was meh.
Mid.
So that's why I'm excited for this one.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay.
Because it's
we'll talk about that at the end.
Yeah, we'll talk about that at the end.
But we are at the spoiler zone, baby.
Damn
it, Daniel.
Daniel.
Back at it again with the white bonds.
Spoilers.
Yeah, man. Make sure, guys, I keep saying it, stay to the end, because we're going to be talking worst, best, sequels.
Theories
of what's, yeah, man. We haven't talked about theories in a minute. I feel like we never do theories.
I think some movies, like, push it hard.
Yeah.
Some movies don't really, because it depends on sequels, you know?
Yeah, like, it does.
If a movie doesn't have a sequel, there's not really anything theory-wise. Mm-hmm. You know, there's nothing below the plot.
Yeah, you're right.
A little gabagooch. Runtime.
Yeah, dude, 2.5. It was
2 hours and 20 minutes.
Almost 2.5. It was pretty long, I'm not gonna lie. I mean, I was going through it when I was watching it, so it just made it longer. I kept looking at my phone at the time. What do you think, though?
Long, but I didn't, like, there was always something going on.
Dude, the beginning was slow for me. I'm not even gonna lie. I don't know if it's because, like, when you're reintroducing people to a world, or you gotta, like, reintroduce new characters, it's gonna take some time. But, dude, the beginning was... I was like, who are these people? Like, you know? So I just gotta get reintroduced to the...
So me and Daniel walked in a little late to the theater.
That's why.
We walked in when they were burning...
Caesar. That you got there at the beginning. That's literally the first thing.
Like, we walked in, like, literally walked in. They were, like, it was, like, panning away from the burning.
Yeah.
So we didn't know who was getting burned. Because we just saw the flames, and then, like, the screen went black, and then said, like, many generations later. So we were like, who just died? We just missed a death. But then I Googled it after, and I was like,
Caesar. Yeah, Caesar.
So the movie pretty much started where the last one ended.
Which is a good way to start, because I don't think he died in the last one, right?
He did.
No, I don't think they showed it.
Yeah, he did.
Did they show it?
Yeah, they showed it.
Then why are they showing this again? I mean, just I guess to reintroduce people.
Pick up where it left off.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
So this movie takes place about 200 to 300 years in the future.
Do you think that was the right choice?
Yes, I think it's the right choice, especially if you're going to restart the franchise.
Yeah, I think, I'm going to say this is a restart. I think you have to give it a couple 100 years just to leave all the characters behind that were there, you know? I feel like the way that they set it up, though, I felt like these apes, how are you going to forget all that in 300 years? That's not a long time, bro. 300 years from to what, 1700? We're not even as a country 200 years old, you know? It's pretty much, like, I guess, do they not have written history? Like, I just don't understand, you know?
Who are the apes or humans?
Yeah, the apes. The humans are dumb. I mean, some of them are smart, but...
Yeah, at this point, they're primitive. I mean, they had the Order of Caesar, like with Raqqa.
I know, that's what I'm saying. But I think that was all just by spoken... he had a couple books, I guess.
But what's it called? So the movie takes place hundreds of years in the future. It got to the point where the apes actually split up.
I mean, they were always split up.
Everyone has their own, like, colony, essentially, you know?
But, I mean, that's how it is here in the actual world, too. Everybody's got their little... I mean, we all talk to each other, obviously, but that's because we're... I feel like these apes are not that smart.
They're still not.
But, I mean, they're only smart enough to talk, but, like, I'm like, bro, like, you guys have opposable thumbs, like, do something, you know? I'm like, you guys can write, you know? If you can talk English, I'm sure you guys can write, and I'm sure you guys can, like, jot down ideas. It's like, they're not advancing as a species the way that I would think they would advance, you know? Especially with, they already had the,
I mean, if you think about it, 300 years is... relatively, like, it took millions of years for, like,
that's what I'm saying. They already had evolution. The backing, bro. They already had the backing of our technology, right? And all the books. Like, I'm saying they had a head start of what we had. Like, does that make sense?
Yes, I get it. I'm
that's why I just
what you're putting down. Well, think about, like, the door scene, the way they were trying to open that blast door, the giant barricade, dude. They were using, like,
TNT,
homemade TNT.
Yeah.
And hoping the door would, like, melt open.
That's what I'm just saying. I'm like, these guys are not... Even the humans that were in the movie were smarter than them, you know?
Which is why I gave my anti-MVP to, you know?
Frank Gallagher, bro. That's, like, crazy. Dude,
he could have wiped out that whole colony by himself if he wanted to.
What do you think was the best part of Kingdom of Planet of the Apes?
For me, it was Noah's Ark. Just the way he...
I was like, Noah built an ark? When did this...
Like, what?
And I was like, what movie am I watching, bro?
No, just his progression as a character.
I mean, that's why I gave him the MVP. I thought he was a great character to view this world in. And like I said, they're not that smart. So he's just relearning everything. He's relearning about who Caesar was. I do agree with you on the arc part, too. I'm going to tie this into the worst part of Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. I do think, like, the worst part was the plot. The whole goal was, Noah's goal was to get his family back. Proxima Caesar's goal was to open the thing for the guns and all that.
Yeah.
And, like, in my head, I'm like, once you open this, like, you're not that smart. Like, what are you going to do, you know? Like, they were trying to, like, open up the phones, right? They wanted to communicate.
No. That was May's goal.
No, Proxima Caesar was like, they used to have ways to talk to each other, like, over great distance.
But I don't think he knew what.
Did he just want the guns? I don't understand.
He mostly just wanted the weapons.
You think so?
Yeah.
Also, the way they got in, was that May's idea? I'm just like, dude, you guys are monkeys. How are you guys not trying all the, like, different ways to, like, get into this, like, the cliff, you know?
Yeah, that was May's idea.
Yeah, I don't know. Just
so May essentially was like... an agent.
I just hate how stupid the apes were, I guess. I think that's the worst part. These apes were not smart, and I feel like they should be smarter.
So I want to talk about something real quick.
Talk about
it. In the whole way this we got into this situation, we'll give people a little backstory. Some people might have not watched the first
movie. Yeah, go ahead. Talk to them.
Caesar was born in a lab, exposed. His mother was exposed to a chemical that enhanced her intelligence. He was born with that heightened intelligence. Once they developed a new strain of that medicine, it enhanced his intelligence even more. Essentially, Will, who was the guy who took care of him, was trying to cure Alzheimer's.
Yeah, and he did it, right?
He did it at first, but then the body found a way to reject it, which is how he found that new strain, which is what created what in this universe is called the simian flu.
Yeah, where the
would it wiped
humans
out
are
human population. Dumb. No, not dumb, it just wiped them out.
No, I mean, yeah, but also made him dumber.
Because on the start of the second movie, it tells you that less than 1% of the population is alive.
Okay, well, that's...
So how much would, like, 0.8% be of 7 billion? Off the top of your head, just if you had to guess.
It's 70 million.
0.1%?
No, 1%. You said 1%.
Or, yeah, less than 1%. 0.8, am I right?
Yeah, it's 1%. I mean, 1% is 70 million.
Or
is
1%?
Is it 70? Give me a second.
7 million.
No. Okay, so if you put over one decimal, it's 700. Yeah, it's 70 million. Yeah.
So 70 million humans were left.
70, pretty much. That's across the world, too.
Across the world, 10 years from the start of the simian pandemic. So 300 years later in the future, you think it's less than 70 million? Like, easily?
No, I think it's more.
Really?
Yeah, because at this point, they're just dumb, you know? So all they think about is eat and sex, you know?
But, like, not everyone who's born might have been born immune.
No, but you pretty much are immune. You're just dumb.
No, I know. But they could have had reproduced and...
So do you think... Okay, my take on that, though, is that if you're immune, your kids are going to be immune because they have your genes.
They won't necessarily be immune. I think they have a greater chance of being immune.
That's what I'm saying. That's why it should be more. Also, because humans are just popping them out. I'm telling you, bro. They're just animals at this point. They're not worried about work. They're not worried about the economy.
I don't know. That's a lot.
Yeah, 70. Oh, okay. 70 million is a lot for us. But the thing is that I don't think we can grasp 7 billion. I mean, grasping 7 billion in this world is crazy.
That is crazy. It's
a crazy number.
I think you're off in your math, dude. I want to double check it.
It's 70 million, bro. 100%. 700 million is 10%. So you just do one decimal over.
I think I'm just stupid. You said 70, huh?
Yeah.
Let's see.
And if you don't get anything other than
70. Oh, you were close. 64.
Well, it's 70 million. I know what you're saying. Yeah, you're close. Because you did 0.8, but I'm saying 1%.
Oh, yeah. No, you're rounding up. I'm doing the actual number that was on the screen of the movie.
Stupid.
But then again, you have to think, people don't have access to medicine at this point.
They didn't have access to medicine. Okay, what does that have to do? Okay, I see what you're saying.
Like, modern medicine is not a thing anymore.
Yeah, but even in modern medicine, so modern medicine wasn't a thing regardless. Up until like 100 years ago, you know? And I think what we were at a billion, like, when did we reach a billion in human history? I don't even know. We're going off the rails right now.
Not really. I mean, it relates to the population and the movie.
I saw a stat somewhere when we reached our first billion on Earth, but I forgot what it was. But I'm just saying, bro, we're not losing more people is what I'm telling you.
So you're surprised that the humans haven't taken over?
Not taken over, but like, you're smart. You're smarter than
the apes. I don't know. When they were in that whole scene when they're drinking from the river, they're pretty much cavemen.
No, those people are. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the smart humans. I'm saying May is way smarter than these apes, and she's from a colony that has smart humans.
You know what's funny is that May's from that colony. She's immune to the simian flu.
Yeah,
but the humans in that colony weren't.
No, that wasn't her colony.
No, like the colony she went to at the end, where she turned in the radio transmitter.
That wasn't a colony.
Well, like whatever it was, those scientists.
Yeah. They were smart, those scientists.
No. I know. I'm saying though, they weren't immune though.
How do you know they weren't immune?
They were wearing the hazmat suits, and when she went in, they doused her in chemicals.
I don't understand how. I guess I don't understand how 300 years later they would know if they're not immune or not. Does that make sense? I mean, that's science apparently, but I don't know. That's just,
mind fuck. When she knocks on the door, the person who opens it had the hazmat suit on.
I know what you're talking about.
She shows the transmitter. They let her in. They douse her in chemicals.
Well, I guess that's a good time to talk about a sequel, man. Where's this going? Do you think we're going to get a sequel?
100% we're getting a sequel, especially now since the movie's practically broken even. I think 100%.
What do you think it would be called?
So that's one of the theories that I have. I don't know if you noticed, because I know you had a lot of stuff going on. Throughout the movie, they were hinting a lot at space. A lot at space.
So you think it'd be space of the Planet of the Apes?
And during the first movie, I don't know if they brought this up during the recap. It's very strongly, like, they show it on screen for a couple seconds. Will is looking at, like, a news report on TV of a rocket ship taking humans up to space to try to form a colony in space.
Okay.
So the big theory is that there's a human colony on Mars.
That would make sense just because I'm pretty sure this is supposed to be a prequel to the 80s or 90s movies.
Yeah.
And like, obviously in that movie, he crashes onto the planet and then realizes, right? He crashes into planet and realizes that he was on Earth all along. I don't know how I haven't watched the first movie, so who knows? But I don't know how you would know the Statue of Liberty. Unless he's from the...
So in the first movie, they already planted the seed in 2011 about humans going up to space.
Yeah.
In this movie, when they're in like the military bunker grabbing all the stuff, Noah is looking at like the... There's like one of those diagrams that the kids have.
I see that. He also looks at the telescope.
So he's looking at the diagram. I don't think he knows what the solar system is.
Yeah, of course.
Obviously, you know.
He didn't even know there were smart humans.
He's looking and he's like, you know, he's curious.
Yeah.
He's curious. He even looks at the telescope and we can obviously assume he's looking at the stars, but he doesn't know what they are.
Mm-hmm.
So he's looking and he doesn't know what they are.
Like, what the hell?
May at the end, she also looks at that.
Mm-hmm. She does.
This telescope.
So do you think they're both going to space next movie?
I don't know if they both are, but I think the movie's setting up towards going towards space.
That would be, look, bro, all these movies, Fast and Furious, they also want to go to space. Like, space is like the final frontier, bro.
I think that, you know, they got the radio transmitter and they start asking, like, who's out there? Who's out there? I think they're going to get an answer from...
Damn, yeah, like, the humans? Oh, my God, bro. I do think, yeah, that would make sense. Especially because they would be advanced, too, in Mars. Because, like, obviously, they have the...
They never went through a simian flu or anything.
Damn, bro. Do you think they've grown the population in 300 years, too?
100%. Especially since you don't have any of those outlying factors.
That'd be crazy. I don't even know.
I think they're going to get an answer, but they're not going to know it's from space until they start talking to each other, like...
Ah,
man. ¿De dónde eres? México y tú.
And you? Pinche cabrón.
También, pendejo.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
I think it's going to be something like that.
You know what I did really dislike about this movie, though, is that May came in like halfway through the movie.
Oh, you think she was introduced too late?
Dude, I was expecting her because I watched the trailers, obviously. Like, well, you know, I know that she's in the movie.
And they teased her a lot.
A lot, dude. And I'm not saying I just don't want to watch Apes the whole movie, but like...
It was a
I
little not, before the halfway point.
It took me a while to know who was who. I'm not even going to lie. They showed the three apes at the beginning. I didn't know who the main ape was, you know, or gorilla or whatever, monkey. Yeah. I don't know what the proper term is. I'm sorry.
Ape.
But yeah, dude, that's also one thing that I didn't like is that it took me a while to be like, oh, I didn't even know Noah's name for a minute, you know? Yeah,
as someone who watched the first three movies before I went into this one, it totally went over my head that the Order of Caesar, the logo.
Oh my God, it's the window. I knew that. You didn't
I was
know?
Like, oh, that's the window.
Yeah, it is the window.
Like, gassed at the end, I was like.
That's crazy, though. That kind of makes you think of, like, how things. Like,
essentially, Caesar is their messiah.
No, yeah.
He's like, Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. More like the Caesar of, yes. no, it is. And that's a symbol, you know? But it's just so funny how, like, something like that can just have an impact, like a sign like that, you know? Where they see it as a big sign that this is Caesar's sign, but it was just a window that he was...
Yeah, but they, like, they don't know that.
It's just crazy.
It's, so Caesar is essentially their messiah. Proximus has, like, twisted his teachings.
Ape strong together.
Like, ape, no kill ape. That was another one of Caesar's, like, big things. Even though he ends up killing Koba, but, you know.
I mean, you know, sacrifices. I think that, okay, we start talking about the other movies. Because I feel like that just shows that, like, as much as you want to be good.
Like, you have flaws.
Well, no, but you have to do things sometimes.
Yeah. You got to do the hard decisions. I don't know. I like this movie. Like,
you're like, the more we talk about it, the more you like it?
No, like, it's still a B+. Yeah. Like, but, and like, a B+ is not a bad grade. I don't want people to be like, man, that movie sucked. Everyone gave it a B. Cinema score, Rotten Tomatoes,
it's the solid audience. Movie. Solid movies it's work, solid man. Movie. Solid movie movies
work. Obviously, like, look at the numbers.
I know. I hate when people are like, extreme, a movie gotta be good or bad. And I'm like, no, sometimes it's just solid. Sometimes it's a solid movie. You are entertained and you had a good time. And that's all a movie needs to be sometimes.
Do you like their whole little colony of, like, they're essentially like...
Which ones?
Bird watchers.
Oh, yeah. That was pretty cool. I mean, that's also like ties into the falcon because like that was his whole thing was he wanted to
control falcon.
The eagle because he didn't get a chance because it got destroyed or whatever. No, that was a good way to wrap her around for him to be like, oh, I'm ready to like lead and be a leader, be whatever he has to be, you know, the call up and all that. I think that was good.
Were you surprised at May killing Frank Gallagher's character?
No, I think that was also good for her character because that was he was pretty much telling her that like, hey, you gotta get in line, like don't
that also shows
be doing too much.
It also shows the lengths that May was willing to go to.
Dude, no, I mean that was her mission right from the very beginning. Yeah. I mean she knew what she was doing with Nova too.
Yeah,
Noah, yeah, the whole time.
I think now another theory, we talked about them going into space.
Mm-hmm.
I think the script is going to flip again.
In what way?
Where humans are going to be the superior species on Earth.
Well, no, they can't.
Why not?
Because the future's already written in the past. These movies are prequels to
I know. But that's just why, you know, going in. I think they'll play it safe, and I think they're going to retcon the old movies.
Yeah, I mean, they should.
You know, I hate using, like, metaphors and crap, but waves, you know? Like, we saw apes and humans, and now apes again, and now we're going to go back to humans.
I feel you. I mean, we should go back to humans, though. We need more humans in these movies. Two humans is way too little. Just because we are humans, like, we need that, you know? I'm not saying it's hard to not watch a movie not about humans, because obviously, like... But I'm trying to think of any movies that have not had, like, any humans in it. I mean, Autobots, but even that.
64.
There's two, but two. Yeah, I don't know.
All right, guys. Well, that was our review of Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Let us know down below in the comments. Are you going to be watching it in theaters? Are you going to wait for it to come out in streaming? Or are you just going to skip out on the movie? We'll see you guys next time.
Adios. Deuces.